Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 28th of October. This is 2020. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, making sure things are festive for the season, I have Team Nightmare with me. Andrew Orr has come by. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good to be here. Welcome to another round of I can't believe it's the end of the month already.
It seems like we have one of these like monthly now. It's kind of weird. Also, with me today, filling out Team Nightmare, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Sorry, I'm a bit distracted. I've just found out it's World Chocolate Day.
Oh, that does it for the show today. We will talk to all of you tomorrow because apparently I have catching up to do. What I'd like to do today is talk to both of you about new phones. Turns out, a few of them were shipped out to people last week. So they started showing up last Friday, and we decided to wait until now that we've all had some time with them to actually spend a little time chatting about the hands-on experience. And Charlotte, yours started very differently than a lot of people's, because most people started with the UPS guy showing up with it, but you actually got to go to a store and pick it up.
Yeah, mine started with the nice lady in the Apple store. I wrote about it when I picked up my watch and updated it, considering it was like pretty much Apple Christmas Day, isn't it? New iPhone Day.
Yes, the biggest phone-mas, day of the year. We call it, yes.
Right. So it was remarkably organized and efficient. I think I arrived a bit ahead of the pre-book schedule, because you have to pre-book a 15-minute slot now. And I think I was in and out before my official slot started.
Oh, wow. I think you were also pretty early in the day, right?
Well, it wasn't as early. It was midday. I was there about 12:15, 12:20.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't as early. I went right at the beginning of the day last time, and because it was a bit busy, I couldn't get that slot this time. So okay. it was busy. But they did a pretty good job of having everyone in, out, shake it all about pretty quickly. Yeah, I was impressed. And I think maybe a couple of other TMO people haven't had such a good experience. And obviously, having it prepaid and you're literally just being given a package makes it very quick. But it was, so 2 times out of 2, I've had a pretty good experience.
Which is great. And it's been interesting to see, because, like, you know, as we said at the beginning, like, everybody's experience with this is a little bit different. Lots of people, it's UPS. For a lot of other people, you know, there is an option to go to the store and pick that up. Now, Andrew, yours was UPS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, as was mine. So let's chat. So one of the things we can talk about briefly is that, you know, Charlotte, you talked about package pickup, but it is a smaller package than it used to be. Like, for example, when I got my 11 Pro last year, it's a smaller box because there's less stuff in it.
Yeah, if you look at the unboxing video I did, I actually started it by comparing the 10R video, the 10R box with the 12 Pro package, and it's I think between a third and half the size.
Yeah, it seems
something like that.
It did.
So, like, if you put them next to each other, yeah, I think if you put them next to each other, as you see in the video, the 12 Pro goes to about just over a third, I'd say, of the iPhone 10R packaging.
Yeah, and it was a little bit surprising when I looked at it too, to see that the box was so much thinner because there was because there's no charger in it. We can talk about it. Like, there's no charger, no wall plug to charge your phone, and there are no headphones in the box.
No, there's none of that. The only things in there is one USB-C to lightning cable, because that's what everyone wants, and there's the little SIM card changing tool thing.
Yeah, and a sticker. I did check.
And that's the most important thing is the sticker is still there.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is important.
And another thing I noticed in doing this was that I feel like we almost have to air quote it now, the documentation that comes in the box is so much smaller than it used to be. Because it used to be a little booklet that was about the same size as the phone in like the 3G, 4, 4S days. It was about the same size little booklet with a few pages in it of like things to
and
do.
To be fair, there aren't that many instructions one requires to set up anymore, particularly if you're going from an iPhone.
That's
it's
true.
The process, and I think we shouldn't take this for granted. I'd actually be interested to hear how Andrew found it going from a 7. But the process from a 10R Face ID phone mm-hmm. to another Face ID phone mm-hmm. was so easy. It was, you like literally scan the circle, it puts up a little circle thing that you scan from one phone to the other and it just does it. It's amazing.
For it's very similar to watch setup. For people who are familiar with Apple Watch, your watch has the little picture comparison of the dots, and you use your phone to take a picture of the screen on the watch and, with this little sort of 3D dot pattern, and then the two of them work it out, and you just leave them alone for a while, and it's fine. And that works remarkably well. I got to use it last year, moving from my 8 to my 11, and it went great. It was a thing I really... Now, overall, Charlotte, your experience wasn't fundamentally different because of the stuff that you had already. Like, you had a screen with a notch, you had Face ID, you had wireless charging. Like, all that stuff was all stuff that you got as part of your 10R.
Same size device.
Yeah. So...
I mean, the screen is the same. The 10R is a little bit bigger in your hand.
Yeah. And Andrew got, like, all of those things new.
For almost the first time. Yeah. I do have Face ID on my iPad Pro.
Okay.
Other than that, going from the 7 Plus to this is everything is new. Like, I love, you know, the wireless charging, the notch with the screen, and it's mm-hmm. an OLED screen, which is also fantastic.
Yeah.
And what else? The longer battery life, you know, not only wireless charging, but I, with light usage of my phone, because I'm mm-hmm. on my iPad all day working,
yeah.
but at the end of the day, I pick up my phone and it still has, you know, a 90% charge on it, which is amazing.
Yeah, especially if you're still on a 7 that was your daily driver, like, you're charging that bad boy at lunchtime, you know, on a slow day, I imagine. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the battery life is pretty impressive, and you get TV Plus and Apple Arcade with for various free periods free with the new phone. Mm-hmm. So I signed up again to Arcade.
Oh.
And reader, I regret to inform you, I've become addicted to Frogger. It's a problem in my life. We can discuss it off air.
Oh, Frogger.
But
I understand completely.
Sure. But the point is, I'm playing a game, you know, mm-hmm. Not... irregular, you know, fairly regularly,
yeah.
For like normal break kind of. Oh, I fancy playing a game for 5 minutes, that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
and the battery holds up very well, even using it, you know, bit of more heavy duty using than Andrew's using.
Mm-hmm.
And I went for I ventured out and had a walk with the new phone. And Andrew can tell us more about this, I'm sure, because he actually knows what he's doing. But I took some lovely photos with it. Now, if someone like me who doesn't know what they are doing can take photos with it,
mm-hmm.
I imagine people who really do know what they're doing can use the settings and capabilities there to get amazing results.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about that. I know, Andrew, you wrote a piece about... some of the advancements in the camera with the sensor shift,
yeah,
and using a few other things. I don't remember what all of them were. I just go back and look at the article when people ask me questions about it, and then I tell them, like, this is what my friend Andrew wrote up because he actually knows what he's talking about. Just go read what he said instead. It'll be a lot easier for everybody. So tell us a little bit. I know we've talked about it on the show before, so just give people a quick refresher on what you get new with this 12 camera.
Oh, yeah. So you get, first of all, a new LiDAR sensor or time of flight. That is great for autofocus and low light conditions. So that probably works hand in hand with night shift. Mm-hmm. And speaking of night shift, that is also great.
Night mode, right?
Oh, yeah. Night mode.
Yeah. Night shift is the thing that turns the screen yellow at night so you can go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Just so we're
yeah,
clear.
That's great. Like I sent you that picture the other day, and yeah. that I could tell that made full use of the smart HDR, which is just in improving the HDR we found on the older phones. Mm-hmm. I think it uses deep fusion. I don't remember what that is, but that is only found in this. I don't think it's limited to the 12, but maybe the last few models.
Yeah, so I know the 11 nice. Had it. I don't. It's when they. It's one of the components that makes up the larger term computational photography that Apple has been using, yeah. talking about all of the stuff that your camera does when it's not taking phone calls and you're taking pictures with it. So, mm-hmm. Like it's even the camera on last year's 11 Pro, not even the Pro Max, just the 11 Pro, is a remarkable camera. And I've talked about that here. How mm-hmm. like how impressed I am even still a year later with that camera. And in fact, my house is about to be a lot happier because Mr. Kelly's iPhone 10 is upgrading to my 11 Pro imminently now that I have a 12 Pro. And so He's kind of excited because he's taken some low light photos with his 10 in places where I've taken with an 11 Pro, and he's been disappointed in his results compared to mine. So, you know, the low light continues to improve dramatically. Computational photography is a huge piece of that. So, mm-hmm. it's I'm really interested. Like, we've had a couple promo videos from Apple about. That were like film, like videos that they shot or movies that they shot with iPhone 12s. And then I think we had a couple of photography ones too that like displayed photography that people were using. And we had Austin Mann who took them to Montana, I think to Glacier State Park, just the 12 Pro.
I think so, yeah.
Because he said like the Pro Max review was coming. So. I think that one's going to be interesting. And also, like, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to take something like that to, you know, Glacier State Park. It's really hard to take a bad picture in Glacier State Park, regardless of what camera you have. So having it in the hands of somebody really competent is always interesting to see, you know, what they mm-hmm. can do with it. So I think video is going to be interesting also. I don't shoot a lot of video, but...
Neither do I, but another new thing was... Dolby Vision is coming, which is just I think it's just a brand name for HDR, isn't it?
It's a particular flavor of 4K. John talks to us about it a lot here. Okay. Talking about it's a flavor of 4K video, and I think that the audio component of that is also part of what makes it Dolby Vision. I can't remember. But we'll probably have John on to talk about it. John is holding I don't know how patiently, but John is holding out for the Pro Max. He's going for maximum phone. So, because, you know, why would you carry it on your belt if it's not going to be the biggest one, right? So, John's going to have the Pro Max to talk to us about, and maybe he can tell us a little bit more about that once he's got his hands on it and can tell us a little more about what the video is going to look like. I know it's 10-bit,
yeah.
which is bigger, is a lot more information than 8-bit. And I'm going to be interested to see where those
I'm starting to play with some of the camera functionality, particularly video. I'll leave the photography element to Andrew, but, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. Also, one thing I'm looking at is what third-party apps the camera app is now effectively going to replace.
Mm-hmm.
Because it now has all these additional capabilities that you previously needed some third-party apps for.
Yeah, and I am probably not going to remember Andrew, maybe you know, it was a video app that they brought on stage for the event last year for the 11s that shot with both cameras. Is it Filmic?
Yeah, I think it's Filmic.
Filmic Crow?
Yeah, it is Filmic. I didn't actually want to make... I was deliberately avoiding saying it by name, but Filmic is the first thing that came to mind, but there are other third-party apps.
Yeah. But yes, one of the things...
That is one of them.
One of the ones that Filmic Pro did that was interesting was they allow... I think it was independent control of both the front camera and the rear camera, or both the rear cameras.
Yeah.
You can manage all of them at once as a video production... device.
Yeah, and you can control, say if you have an iPad Pro and an iPhone Pro, 11 Pro, 12 Pro, whatever, you can organize, you can shoot using both cameras at the same time, so you have multiple angles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So obviously there are still some elements that apps like that will give you added benefits, but one of the big, I've used Filmic as we've gone down this route, and it obviously does provide 4K video capabilities, and now that's obviously much easier in-house with the HDR and all those kind of things.
Yeah,
the quality of video you can produce without any extra, software, any extra tools at all is staggering.
Yeah, and part of that sort of editing in phone for people who are kind of trying to do it all on one device is something, Andrew, you wrote up just today about clips.
Yeah, so, speaking of HDR video, Apple has this... So they updated iMovie, which now lets you edit those kinds of HDR videos. Mm-hmm. And they also did the same thing with clips, which is like kind of a short form video creation tool. I kind of liken it to Snapchat, except maybe without the social aspect. But yeah. I mean, the HDR update was just one of the updates. It got completely redesigned, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a very big update. I think the headline on Apple's press release was it's like the biggest update to clips that they've ever done. So it'll be, I think the short form stuff will be interesting to see, primarily because like the barrier of entry is a little lower to something more of a Snapchat or a TikTok length than, I'm going to shoot a feature film on my phone. So I think we'll see a lot more of that sort of thing, like shorter subject sorts of things, like our own Charlotte Henry does over on the Mac Observer YouTube channel. Charlotte, you did a video of the unboxing. Your 12 unboxing
video as we mentioned, there's not much in the box, but it was quite nice to kind of take a look inside and see how it compares.
You can see the Watch One as well, because Charlotte got an SE, an Apple Watch SE recently, so you can see what that situation looks like as well. And we have other videos over there. I'm not saying I'm in any of them, but I'm not saying that either. We have a variety of stuff over there, and I'm sure you can expect more as all of us get unleashed on the world with these new phones and get opportunities to take pictures. Like, that's the biggest thing. I think both Andrew and I have been sort of lamenting the opportunities to go and get spectacular pictures and video out of these are a little more limited now than they used to be.
We brushed over the OLED display.
Yes, we did. And it's so nice.
It's a thing of beauty.
It really is.
Obviously, going from a 10R, which is an LCD, it was the last one with the LCD display. So, certainly it was the one in that range that had the LCD display. And it's I noticed it the minute I turned it on, the difference in the display. The display on the 12 Pro, and I imagine the 12, is absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Andrew, you've probably got a whole lot to say on that as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Right. I mean, I've been going online looking for cool wallpapers with a lot of like black to really showcase that OLED.
Of course you have.
Yeah, it's the OLED. That's why you're looking for black on black wallpapers. I'm sure.
Hey, I'll send you a screenshot of my pretty home screen later.
That's not black. Sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to do it for us today, I think. If you have questions about the 12 Pros, if you have questions about any of the camera features, if you want to know more about some of the stuff that we're doing with our phones, please let us know. Observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and with comments in the show notes. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you both so much for coming by. I always like when Team Nightmare is here, not just for festive reasons. Andrew, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Charlotte, as always, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.